I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, I'm getting a tour of an old barn slash horse stable. At least that's what it used to be. Today it houses Graphite Design and Build. They specialize in creating custom sculptures, models, signs, and spaces. They're located downtown right next to 5th Third Field, and I got a chance to hang out with some of the guys who work at Graphite.
I'm Doug Camphor. I'm an owner, designer, and builder.
I'm Jefferson Nelson. I'm a designer and builder.
I'm Jeremy Link. I'm a owner, designer, and builder.
There are actually more than just three guys who work at Graphite Design and Build, but that number changes depending on the project they're currently working on. And the projects do change quite frequently, so much so that it makes it almost difficult for them to describe exactly what they do.
Kind of hard thing to put a point on. It goes from what we're doing today, like drawings, to like conceptual ideas, architectural things, interiors, furniture, and then it could go so far as like dinosaurs, you know?
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, we've made some dinosaurs.
Those dinosaurs ended up at the Toledo Zoo. You can actually find a lot of Graphite's work at the zoo. You can't really miss it. There's the 18-foot great white shark sculpture hanging from the ceiling of the aquarium, or the giant crab that hangs out in the splash pad area by the penguin exhibit. Their work can be found at the Farnsworth Metro Park, the Pearson Park, and even the sign that welcomes you to Bleak House Coffee Shop. But we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. Before Graphite Design and Build was created, Doug and Jeremy worked at a different design company, one that they didn't exactly enjoy.
Where we worked before, it was a poorly run place, and therefore there was a lot of hours of our lives being consumed just fixing problems. It was frustrating to live through, and it really affected our lives a lot. And finally we were just like, you know, we can do this better. We both decided at the same time to leave.
And there was seemingly no growing pains. We now look back and know that there were lots. But it seemed like it just was one day we worked there, and then all of a sudden one day we were in this building.
Graphite Design and Build was created January 1st of 2012. After a rocky start, they eventually found their stride, and Jefferson joined the crew a few years later. That's one of the interesting things about Graphite. It's not just one person executing their vision for a client. It's multiple artists trying to find common ground and reaching the client's goals.
What before was a quick conversation with a client, and then we go away and think about it. Now that first conversation kind of solves all the problems, and you'll be able to see the dynamics of the three of us kind of working it out right then and there. And a lot of times we'll walk away from initial meetings where originally it would take months to get to an idea, and we'll come away with a pretty clear idea almost immediately.
And it's usually, I think usually when the ideas manifest themselves, it's a combination of all three of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's a checks and balance system that's better than if any one of us was making one idea from start to finish. The evolution that happens between a collaboration makes for a much better end product than if one of us was just trying to do it on our own.
You know, it's tough as artists to be able to let things go sometimes, because
trust is a big deal.
Yeah, well, you have to respect the other person's skill level,
yeah,
really. And
sure.
If you don't, then you're not going to let your idea go. That's usually how artists work. You know, that's they think their idea is the best.
At first, it wasn't easy.
No.
It was hard to let go. But the longer we work together, the easier it is. You'd be like, all right.
The idea of sacrifice doesn't just appear around the times when these artists have to collaborate with each other, but more so around the whole idea of Graphite itself. It's tricky being an artist, having a specific style or identity, but also using those skills to run a business at the same time.
Especially because we have so many employees sometimes, and some of them aren't necessarily full-blown artists. We kind of take that artistic process and sort of break it down into steps, and it becomes more of a process-oriented thing. So you could almost look at it as like taking the fun out of art. But that's not really what we're doing. We're just breaking it down over like a simple, long period of time where it becomes this process, where to get to point A, you have to do this, and then so on and so on.
And that's why we've had to turn it into a process, because it can't be fine art, because you have to take the emotion out of it, I guess, you know. Most fine art, you're releasing some sort of emotion, right? And this is more like logical, scientific art, I guess, is what you would call it, because you have to make it into a process to make money.
And the type of artwork that we're talking about, like fine art, where the artist is God, you know, is a new idea. It's only, you know, 100 years old, barely. For my work, has always got this social change agenda. You start to realize kind of the futility of that, and then you're like, okay, I gotta feed my kid. So.
This doesn't mean that these artists are unhappy in their work at Graphite, but after years of creating playground equipment, they might be ready to take a new direction.
I think my main hope is to continue down the road of doing design work. Sometimes the labor side of building these big things, it's like, you know, as we're getting older, it's just kind of, it's a little rough on the body. So the design part is easier on your body, basically.
That, like, as a goal, I think we'd like to grow in a way that the three of us, at least, could continue to work together instead of expanding to the point where Doug's got a crew and Jeremy's got a crew and I got a crew. I think that the strength of a lot of what we're doing is, you know, can we expand and do it in this same type of collaboration and just get better and better at it.
But to be honest with you, as far as direction of what we would be doing, I think it's kind of a foggy gray area because we probably haven't really found our best niche or our best line. We're still working regionally, and yet somehow Toledo and Toledo's institutions and the local artists that we pull from in this Toledo area, it's all been so Toledo-centric. It's kind of incredible for 5.5 years.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Graphite design and builds choices for the next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries include...
Well, I like the idea of Kent Becker. I think another really cool artist that we've been working a lot with, Natalie Lanise and Andrew Newby, Toledo Spirits.
You'll have to tune in next time to find out who I pick on the Rough Draft Diaries.